The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I believe most people today are so caught up in the material world, the world we live in, see, and experience, that we forget there's a whole other realm out there, just as real as the material world, but one we, as human beings, are unable to see with our eyes. I'm talking about the spiritual realm. Of course, there are many who don't believe such a thing exists. Many of these will readily accept the existence of extraterrestrial beings, space aliens. In fact, about 80% of Americans believe in physical aliens from outer space. In contrast, only 49% believe in unseen spiritual forces beyond the natural world. This is a colossal failure of our modern churches to rightly divide the word of truth, because the Bible clearly describes an unseen spiritual realm in which the affairs and lives of men are profoundly influenced. Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." My friend Coach Dave Daubenmeyer has described it in perhaps the best way I've ever heard. So let me elaborate and expand on this illustration that I got from him. Imagine you're visiting an aquarium. There are enormous tanks filled with water, fish, and other sea creatures. Inside the tank is an entire ecosystem. The fish in the tank assume this is their entire world. They have no idea another realm exists outside their tank. But we can look in and see it all completely and clearly. Those in charge of the aquarium are even able to interact with the inhabitants of the tank, though the fish can't comprehend it. The caretakers of the tank supply all the needs of the fish, keep their environment stable, steady, and healthy. In some cases, for certain higher intelligent sea creatures, these caretakers can also influence their behaviors and train them to act or perform in certain ways. Most of the fish are unaware of these caretakers. All they know is what they experience. Now, in the case of the aquariums, the caretakers always have the best interest of the fish in mind. They want to see the underwater habitat they've created for them thrive. They want the fish to stay healthy, grow, reproduce, and in some cases, even learn. They're careful to make sure all the conditions inside the tank are perfect at all times. They tend to the quality of the water and filtration systems. They provide food, underwater shelters, and perfect conditions for the fish to mate and reproduce. If problems arise within the tank, they're addressed and corrected quickly so that no harm will come to the fish. But now imagine what happens if there's an evil caretaker that also has access to the tank. This evil caretaker can also influence the environment and behaviors of the fish. He can poison the tank, cause the fish inside to war against one another, cause them to act in unnatural ways, and even limit or stop their reproduction. This evil one only wants to destroy, cause chaos inside the tank, and ultimately bring death to everything living inside. Now, as we visit the aquarium, we can look inside and see all this taking place. Because to the fish, we, like the caretakers, are part of an unseen realm. The fish in the tank know nothing about us, though the more intelligent fish get to know the good caretaker, recognize when he comes to feed them or fix a problem, and are willing to learn from him. In contrast, the evil caretaker comes silently and does his wicked deeds covertly. The fish may sense something is off, but they don't understand what's causing it. Friends, we live in a tank known as Earth, but we're not fish. This Earth was created for us as a beautiful garden, and we were created in God's image to know, love, walk, and talk with Him and worship Him. But something evil has crept in unawares. All most of us know is what we can see and experience inside our tank. Some of us have learned to interact with the good caretaker, God, and we praise Him for His love, kindness, mercy, and protection. We're eager to learn from Him. But even many of those who do know the good caretaker are hesitant to believe there could be an evil one. Those who do know there's an evil one often feel powerless to resist or stand against him. This is what's happening in our world today, and it's been happening since the evil caretaker was cast down from heaven. Revelation 12:9, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. In his pride, Satan wanted to be God, take the place of God, and rule over God. But as a created being, once a high-ranking angel of God, he was naturally defeated and exiled to earth, along with a third of the angels who sided with him. When that happened, Satan was given limited power and became the prince of this world, John 12:31. He's been wreaking havoc on mankind ever since, out of pure hatred. He hates us because we're made in the image of God, because we have eternal souls, the ability to receive eternal life, and to literally live with God in his everlasting kingdom of heaven forever. Satan lost that chance when he was defeated. Now he wants only to kill as many human lives and souls as possible. As the father of lies, he works to tempt, deceive, and cause as many as possible to reject Almighty God and his gift of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, God, our good caretaker, makes himself known to all, but the war in the spiritual realm continues. We can see Satan's work in 2 Corinthians 4. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This vile serpent will eventually be cast into the lake of fire, which was created for him and his unholy angels, which have now become demons. Sadly, he'll go there with as many human souls as he and his angels are able to deceive in this present world. And yes, demons are absolutely real and doing Satan's bidding on this earth. But the fact is, God and his holy angels are infinitely more powerful than Satan and his demons. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's also omniscient. He knows all things at all times. He knows the end from the beginning. Angels do God's work in our lives as caretakers within the invisible realm of this world. But the war in the spiritual realm continues, and it's a war for our very souls. This war has been going on since Satan was cast out of heaven, and it continues today. In fact, the closer we get to the great and terrible day of the Lord, the more it intensifies. Revelation 12:12. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And today there's a great turmoil going on within the hearts of men and women. We may not understand what's causing it, but we know something is seriously wrong. There's been an exponential and unexplainable increase in sheer madness. The explosion of homosexuality and transgenderism is only one example of many I could list. And we are without excuse. Deuteronomy 30:19 makes it clear that we have the free will to choose life or death. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Romans 1 also makes it clear that we are without excuse. God has made himself known to all of us through his creation. Unlike fish in a tank, our good caretaker can be clearly seen and known. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And today, in our human wisdom, Satan and mankind have now combined to devise the most sinister and wicked deceptions in the history of the world. The deceptions are many, but allow me to elaborate on just a couple things here. It crept in slowly, gradually, imperceptibly, and it appeared to be for our benefit and advancement. Indeed, it seemed like a miracle of technology. I'm talking about the internet, where information and knowledge of any subject can be instantly at our fingertips. But as Satan and man unveiled the World Wide Web, it wasn't long before we discovered the information and knowledge it provides can also be a web of lies. Then came Wi-Fi, wireless internet, where we could connect to the internet without the hindrance of plugging into anything. I'll take a little bit of scriptural license here and just mention Psalm 2. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now, all that information and knowledge is free-floating in the atmosphere. Then came the age of the cell phone, which has morphed from simple mobile communication to a myriad of handheld computer devices so advanced there are now more than 3 million mobile apps for cell phones, and the average phone has 80 of them installed. And today, the least used application on a cell phone is the phone. As all this was taking place, up went the cell towers, the Wi-Fi signals, all sending out EMF radiation into our atmosphere. These electromagnetic fields transmit data wirelessly, but studies have shown they can also have serious negative health effects, harming us physically, emotionally, and mentally, although still invisibly. Now, with 5G and 6G transmissions on a global scale, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there is definitely something evil in the air. Not to mention the addiction that constant connection to the internet brings, or the wickedness and evil of many of the apps that people use, for everything from sexual perversion to simulating a virtual reality that exists only in the reprobate mind. And now we've stepped into the age of artificial intelligence, where it's said the amount of knowledge available to us now doubles every 12 hours. And there are also those evil men and women who believe it would advance and even transcend the human experience to implant computer chips in our brains so that we can become a part of the so-called Internet of Things. Some have even promised us eternal life through artificial intelligence. Once again, Satan has whispered doubt in the ears of men and women. Did God really say? Let me close with this. Satan is called in Scripture the prince of the power of the air because he's a powerful but limited spiritual being who influences the fallen world from the unseen realm. Because he's not omnipresent, Satan and his demons have unleashed this artificial intelligence on mankind in an effort to be everywhere at once. Because he's not omniscient like God, is this Internet of Things his way of attempting to gain control of all humanity's understanding while controlling our minds, influencing our hearts, and deceiving our souls? Could this be Satan's way of replaying Genesis 6, when every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil all the time? In Matthew 6:8, Jesus reveals, "Your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." Absolutely. And so now does your cell phone, which you voluntarily take everywhere you go, and you have a panic attack if it gets lost. Through surveillance and the algorithms of artificial intelligence, Satan and his demons can now imitate God and deceive men even more convincingly, anticipating your desires before they may even come to your mind, then enticing you into unspeakable depravity. We're in the ultimate age of deception. Satan and his demons are going to and fro on the earth, prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The spiritual battle is real, and the ruler of this world, the God of this age, is the father of lies. So be aware and beware of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com, and ask for message number 489.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.